Hello, I'm Lirio.
Hi, I'm Christine.
And welcome to Podcast. We're on our way to, where are we on our way to?
We're going to the Yacht Club for a closing dinner.
Closing dinner. So do you think they got our boat out of the water?
Yes, I confirm that. The boat is out of the water.
Awesome. So on the day of mast down, we took our mast down. We got soaking wet. Christine's iPhone was water damaged in the process.
Oh my God.
More on that later. And,
groan.
It's awful. The one day I don't think to bring little Ziploc bags for our phones.
And the one day I stick my phone in my pocket thinking, I guess this is later, but the one day I stick my phone in my pocket thinking, it's a Gore-Tex coat.
You're allowed to talk about it. Technically it is later.
It's a Gore-Tex coat. Yeah. Who in their right mind would expect to be wearing a Gore-Tex coat with a pocket with a puddle in it?
Yep.
Would anybody expect a puddle in the pocket of their Gore-Tex coat?
Now,
anybody?
Can it be established that the puddle was there before or after you put the phone in? That was a rainy day, man.
The
we
puddle,
were soaked.
It rained all day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a short, small drizzle.
No. Constant heavy rain.
It was constant rain. No, not heavy. It wasn't constant heavy rain, but it wasn't drizzle.
Moderate to heavy.
It was moderate rain.
Heavy. It was heavily moderate.
Yes, it was definitely heavily moderate.
And neither of us thought to bring a change of clothing.
No, neither of us did think to bring
you
that.
You thought to bring rain boots.
I wore rain boots. Kept my feet nice and dry. That was the only part of my body that was nice and dry by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Were my rain boots. Rain boot covered feet.
And
rain
so
booted feet.
We got the mast down. We motored over to towards where we were supposed to leave the boat.
We tried to.
And
yes.
On the way over,
got stuck in the muck.
Because the water levels this year have been so low because we've had almost no rain this summer.
Yeah.
So tried turning around and heading to the visitor's dock.
Got stuck again. In the mug.
We were able to spin around a lot.
Yeah, we did a lot of spinning. That was fun.
Finally saw someone who came over and helped tug the boat over to someone else's dock.
Yeah.
So, sorry whoever that was, random person. But thank you for not putting your boat there, having your boat there at that time. So, yeah.
We would have had to moor ourselves to them, actually, had there been a boat there.
Yeah, absolutely, because there was no way that was going to work out.
We were going nowhere fast.
So, tonight's the closing dinner.
Yeah.
It was Crane Day. We missed Crane Day. You were working and I was with kids.
Yeah. Kids would have loved Crane Day. But
Isabel had gymnastics at 8:30 in the morning. God help us all. And Nicholas had hockey at 3. And in the meantime, there was some hanging out at home. And because yesterday, you and I ordered a king-sized bed. I was on my way to Winners, which for those of you that don't know what a Winners is, they sell discounted items from clothing to jewelry to toys to home furnishing and pots and pans of all kinds. That's where we got most of our Lagostinas.
Yeah.
The only Lagostina we have, we didn't get there. We got a Canadian Tire.
I know.
Which is pretty funny.
Did they have Lagostinas today?
Of course. And so the kids and I were going to go shopping for some king-sized bed accoutrement.
Yes.
Sheets and duvets and all that stuff. But
which we are in need of now.
I misunderestimated how much time it was going to take us to eat at the food court. And so by the time the kids were done eating, and, you know, because, you know, I work often downtown, and food court eating for me is just inhale the food and get back to work and hang out and
yeah,
get stuff ready for the next half of the session. I just wolfed down my food as usual, and the kids just had a nice leisurely eating, and then time goes by, and I realize, you know what? We have to get going to Nicholas's hockey soon. So by the time we're on our way to Winners, Isabel announces she has to go to the bathroom, so go back down to the food court, and she has her pee. She was very good today, by the way.
She's doing this morning. Awesome.
And we get to Winners, and we're there maybe 7 minutes and have to leave. But at least I know where they keep. Yes, that's podcast gold, blowing one's nose on the podcast. I love it. This is Podcast Veritas, people. Get your money's worth. What can I tell you?
Total money's worth, yeah. Man. Every part of our lives.
Yeah.
Including the nose-blowing part.
CafePress.com/podcast. Anyway, the idea of us going shopping for that stuff was great.
We should put a picture of hands around a Kleenex around a nose.
No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Feedback, people. Who would buy a mug with Kleenex, hands holding a Kleenex surrounding a nose?
Yeah, send your feedback to podcast@gmail.com. Post it on the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/podcast. The idea here is, you know, go in there and get something, but at least I got a pretty good look at the prices. And you know what? They are less expensive. And I tweeted this earlier today. I saw some king-size sheet sets, right? So you get a fitted sheet, a flat sheet, and two king-size pillowcases for around $60.
What's wow. What's the thread count?
I was just about to say that earlier I tweeted that
we're a little obsessed thread by count.
Thread count is a term I find to be hilarious. Because is there actually someone sitting there counting the threads? Or is this an estimate? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, most of the thread counts I saw were 400 to 500. I forget. I think the really nice sheets we like that we got when we got our queen size bed were 800.
Were those 800 thread
count? Yeah, I think they were 800 thread count.
Do you think they say on the label?
Maybe. We never tear those off. Soft. So, yeah, they're really nice. So we took a look at that. The duvet decorative pillow combo cases they had for king size beds. I saw three of them. They were all $129.
Were they gaudy?
No, some of them are really nice, and some of the sheets were really, really nice. Okay. Like, I really wanted to maybe pick it up, but on our way into Winners, the lineup at the cash was just huge. So
yeah.
We would have been, like, really late for hockey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Nicholas had hockey at an arena we had never been to before. Isabel was able to sit still because of Netflix. Thank you, Netflix. was able to use the guided access mode on my phone so that she can't touch certain parts of the screen where the buttons are, so, you know, no volume changes, no accidental hitting of the home button, it doesn't work when you're in that mode. It's really neat. If you have an iOS 6 phone, try that out, it's really great.
Especially and, when your children are watching Netflix.
Yeah, which, you know, helps every once in a while.
Yes.
We don't advocate constant Netflix viewing, but like I said yesterday at the futon place, 20 minutes of Diego never hurt nobody. Yeah,
well,
and,
it's better than 20 minutes of something else I can think of.
Yeah. So, send us an email if you can guess what Christine was thinking of. I have no idea. What? Okay. So, today you had work, right?
I did. It was brutal, man.
It was some kind of legal conference of some kind?
I plan on drinking tonight.
Yeah, you're allowed to drink. You're driving us to the yacht club. I'll drive us back.
There you go.
And so
we're having a, I think it's steak of some sort tonight.
Ooh, is it? By the way, we have no idea when this is supposed to start, right?
No, we don't.
And it's 6:25 right now. It probably has already started. Hopefully,
I know, but with my luck, it hasn't.
Hopefully, with my luck, it was yesterday. Yeah, I was chatting with Kelly from the governing board. Oh, update. I'm now on Nicholas's elementary school governing board.
Yay!
So we meet once a month and we figure stuff out and make decisions. And we were discussing a website for the school, and I'll be putting something together for the governing board to vote on. And so we were chatting yesterday and talking about how, you know, Nicholas's teacher's been ill and we haven't gotten certain things. And she's like, oh, you really miss a lot of stuff, right? Like, because I asked her once via email, did we get any blah, blah, blah? She's like, yeah, didn't you get it in the agenda? And like, did we get blah, blah, blah? She's like, yeah, didn't you get it in your kid's school bag? So, and I told her, you know, I do my end of the thing. But eventually, what ends up happening is the person I end up giving it to maybe puts it in the wrong envelope or something like that. So with my luck, it was yesterday. The dinner we're about to go to. Just like this morning, we end up getting to gymnastics 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. And I go to open the door, and it's locked. Luckily, there was someone in the office saying, oh, no, you have to go through the locker rooms now because you can't go through that door. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. It's just my luck. lug myself out of bed, rush the kids, you know, put your clothes on, we have to go. Like, I don't, ugh. I hate being a Betty Draper. Oh, yeah, update. Mad Men. Yes, we totally finally got past that less than stellar first episode that turned us off, actually, last year when we first tried it.
Yeah.
And then you got on it, and now I'm watching it whenever, like, you watch it, I'm available. So I'm not actually watching every episode, but, you know, considering I'm being a ridiculous, spoiler-free completist for two TV shows that have been off the air for nearly a decade, I'm okay with being partially spoiled or having gaps when it comes to Mad Men.
That's right.
And so, yeah, so Betty Draper is for us right now. We're in season 3. And she's a symbol of an overbearing parent.
Betty Draper is...
And for you, she basically...
She's just dumb.
She has two modes, according to you, right? Sometimes she's smart Betty Draper, sometimes she's being dumb
she's
Betty Draper.
She's smart Betty Draper, yeah. By any stretch of the imagination.
And
they do a good job at characterizing her as the absolute classic stereotypical 1960s housewife. They do a really good job at the stereotypes.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, as we all know, history is made up only of stereotypes.
Yes, only. It's true.
It is true.
She's a very, very accurate stereotype.
I'm still waiting for the Nazi character to show up.
What?
Well, you know, her history is full of stereotypes.
No, it's the U.S. Like, it's Nazis, communist. Right?
Yeah, no, I know, but I was just trying to make a joke. Apparently I failed. Yeah, so at Nicholas's swimming class, there is this woman who has two daughters.
In the same class. One of which should not be in the class.
One of which shouldn't be in the class based on age and experience.
She can't swim.
And actually skill level. Yeah, she can barely swim, so. Anyway. This person does things that I'm glad I stopped myself from doing. Now, I have the same urges this woman has, but I control them, which is, there's a little bleacher section.
Lyra does have the same urges.
And there's a little dividing wall between the actual pool area and the bleacher section. And she actually goes down all the way to where they are. And
she follows them really fast.
And then, like, gives the daughter instruction while she's in the water. And all this stuff. And as the coach... When I was there last week, as the coach is giving the daughter instruction, the mother is yelling instruction over the coach.
It was so bad.
So we called her Betty Draper.
Yeah.
Also because she's dressed like, her hair's perfect.
Yeah, she kind of dressed like
that. She's well-coordinated. Yeah.
She's well-coordinated clothing-wise.
Yeah, clothing-wise.
We don't know about her gross motor skills.
No. But I bet you they're gross. Ew, motor skills. Ew.
But she's totally a Betty Draper. She's like yelling stuff out at her kids, and she's distracting. Because the thing is that, like, she's yelling stuff, and at one point she had to apologize to the teacher because she was calling out the name of the kid, one of her kids, while the teacher was talking, and the teacher stopped and looked over at her, and she was like, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, that's just awful. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't interfere.
Yeah, don't interfere.
Leave your children, let your children learn.
Every year I've signed up our son for hockey. It's his third year of hockey now.
It's annoying.
It's his third year of hockey. And every year they ask if any parents want to volunteer with coaching. And I specifically say no thank you.
No thank you.
I need my son to learn how to pay attention to people that
who
are not his parents.
His dad.
Because, of course, he already knows how to not pay attention to me.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to not pay attention to me.
As he is 6 years old and already doesn't need to listen to his dad. So
Plus, remember the dad whose kid was on the hockey team last year? And at one point, the kid was having a really bad night, and the dad spent, like, a good portion of this of the hockey practice paying attention to his kid having a bad night?
Yes. Yes, I remember that.
I'm all for parent volunteers, don't get me wrong. But it interferes. I think parents should, like, exchange, because there's a way of if your kid's in one group, you don't have to volunteer with that group.
I would actually specifically ask to not be in the group with my son or daughter.
You volunteer on another group happening at the same time. That way you show up with your kid, you get your kid dressed, you go out onto the ice, soccer field, whatever you're doing with your kid, they go with another parent whose kid is in your group.
Yeah. Exactly. Because, anyway, It can lead to, you know, preferential treatment and diversion of attention and general annoyance on behalf of the parents.
And then like comments and judgment.
Yes.
And
yes.
On the part of the irritating, well. On the part of one of the moms sitting in the stands, that would be me.
That could be.
Good God, stop
focusing on your child. Yes. Growing pains, people. Yeah, there are a couple of kids in Nicholas's hockey group that can't really skate. I don't know how they got to that level. Because is it his second year of...
Betty Draper's daughter's in the junior trois level.
The real Betty Draper.
Yeah, our own personal
Betty Draper. Italian
style.
He's in his second year of pre-novice, and I figured, put that kid with the blue jersey kids, the first year kids. Have him improve his skating first.
Yeah.
Because the drills are hard. Like, they do stuff that's hard. I mean, today they did some drills where they actually have to stop on a dime, and it's like, you know, five or six years ago, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, and this poor kid's trying. Oh, and also, this poor kid's skates need to be sharpened. Because your skates are not supposed to move laterally.
Who's Nicholas's skates?
No, this kid.
Oh, did you get his skates sharpened?
No, I didn't have time, but he's fine. He knows what to do, and they're not actually dull. I just thought maybe he could. By the way, he was skating backwards today and not looking at his feet.
Oh, good for him.
Yes, progress.
Progress.
Yeah, he's anyway, enough about our child. So what else is new? King size bed ordered.
Yeah, we're really thrilled about that. But you know what that means, right? It means you have to clean our bedroom.
Yep, I can't wait.
We have to declutter our bedroom.
No, it's been...
six.
Yeah. Maybe. No. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's
there are parts of our house that could be featured on Hoarders. Not the whole house. But just small, like maybe...
A little corner here.
5 foot by 5 foot areas.
No, not 5 foot by... Are you kidding me?
That part of our bedroom is 5 foot by 5 foot, Christine.
Illyrio. Corners of the house.
Okay. Wait, 5 foot by 5 foot corner.
Well, that's the only one.
I guess.
True or not true?
Yes, the dining room table has
been rectified. People have been to our house.
People have.
Send us your feedback.
But we don't let them in.
We look like hoarders?
Not do we look like hoarders. Does our house look like a hoarding house? That's what
we
want to know.
Do we look like hoarders? People have met us. Do we look like hoarders?
Yeah. Do we look like we sleep in a safe zone in our bedroom, inches away from cat feces and cat carcasses? Do we look like people like that? Let us know.
Podcast@gmail.com. Podcast@gmail.com.
Darn right.
Order your mug with the blowing nose on it as well.
We're not doing that. Anyway. So, anything else you want to contribute? I'm going blank here.
As we barrel down the highway to our dinner?
In
I'm
a car.
Hungry, actually.
Yeah, so am I. I'm starving. anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Okay, well, folks...
Tomorrow we might go to the zoo.
You and the kids might go to the zoo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... finally doing my quarterly reports. Anyway,
yes. You go
I'm
by.
Late. If anyone from the finance ministry listens to this podcast, stop. I don't want your business.
Yeah, rewind and pretend you didn't hear a thing, and then remove your name from our subscription list.
Yes. I don't think you know how podcasts work. Subscription list? Yes.
I worked all day.
I'm
allowed to say stuff
like
that.
I was with children all day. I'm allowed to make fun of stuff like that. All right, folks. Until next time, I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Christine.
And you should, you know, tune in.
And rock on. Can't wait for a king-size bed.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Who are you?
The mic's up here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Where's the mic? Where are you?
I'm in the driver's seat now.
Awesome. And I was in the driver's seat earlier, and now I'm in the passenger seat, which makes Illyria in the driver's seat because he was in the passenger seat earlier. I guess I do that.
You see what I mean? I was just telling Christine how much chattier she is when she's tipsy.
I'm not tipsy.
So, for a prize, write into podcast@gmail.com and guess how many bottles of wine Christine had at the Yacht Club dinner. Yacht Club dinner was a success.
The Yacht Club dinner was a super success.
The dinner was awesome.
The meat was delicious.
We didn't have any assigned seats, so we just found a table that wasn't reserved for a large party.
We picked a table.
And just sat, and boy, oh boy, you want to tell people?
Illyria asked me
yes.
to pick the table. So I picked the table as we went in. What time was it? 6:30? Quarter to 7?
Yeah, around 6:30, quarter to 7.
6:30, quarter to 7, because when we recorded the last time, it was about 6:15, 6:30.
6:25.
There you go. 6:25.
I remember that because I remember saying it.
Aha!
And I remember saying it while it was actually 6:24 on the clock.
The mic's up here?
Huh? Yeah.
Why is the mic up there?
Because that's the mic that it uses.
So. All right, that's the mic that it uses. So,
yeah.
we were heading down the highway. Exactly at 6:20 p.m. Now it's 11:07 p.m. So 6:20, 7:20, 8:20, 9:20, 10:20, 11:20. That's like 4.5 hours later. 4 hours and 45 minutes later.
Yes, you're correct.
And we are barreling down the highway in the opposite direction now. We had a fantastic meal at the Yacht Club. And we picked a table where there were two guys. There was a young guy and an old guy sitting at the table.
Older guy.
Older guy. Sitting at the table. It turns out to be a father and son.
Yes.
Really cool guys. We chatted with both of them.
Father's from France. The son was born here, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming as
because
well.
Because their accents were vastly different.
Yes, vastly different.
And they don't actually have a boat at the club, but they are crew members.
Yes.
For Capricorn.
Yes.
Which is one of the big boats.
One of the big boats.
Yes.
And apparently, did you hear? Capricorn used to draft 7 feet, uh-huh. but he had to cut his keel, so he drafted only 6.5.
Get out of
town.
Or
5.5. Isn't wow. that nuts?
Did they have to get a rabbi to do it?
Yes. And, yes. I have no joke to add to that joke, damn
you
it.
You can't add to circumcision humor.
I know, it's... I know, given that I don't have the member. Anyway, I digress. So, so he had to cut his keel. Anyway, we digress again.
Who's this we you're talking about?
I digress.
Yeah, so as it turns out, we had a wonderful evening.
We did. We had some
brand new people. They were lovely. Wound up outside on the patio.
Because it was really loud inside. And we were interested
because of live music.
Yeah, which was wonderful.
A drummer who doesn't know how to stuff a couple fucking blankets in his bass drum, and hit.
Don't make explicit.
And hit. I'll bleep it out. I'll bleep out bass drum.
Don't.
Because you know that's a bad word. And doesn't know how to hit a snare reasonably.
How do you know? You're not a drummer.
Because I have been. To live performances that
so
close
have
up,
I?
And they were not that deafening. That was too loud. It was unnecessarily
loud. It was
loud,
a little loud.
And, oh my god, I sound like an old person. But oh no, I'm an old.
Euthanasia!
I am a near dead sounding person. Anyway, as it stands, it was a wonderful meeting of people. Someone joined the four of us later on, right before dinner was served.
Yeah, he was another
and
crew member on the same boat as Patrick. Patrick was the older of the two. Patrick and Alex were the two that we joined. And we just asked them, we said, you know, is there anybody sitting at your table? And he was like, yep, you're sitting at our table. And we were like, okay then, we're sitting at your table. So we joined them. And then,
I just want to interrupt and give some mad props to the Pointe Claire Yacht Club. for not chintzing out on the rum in the rum and coke.
Yeah, I know. Good, huh?
She didn't use a shot glass or a little measuring thing. She just poured it by eye. I watched her do it, and it was at least a triple, and it's lasted me all evening. I had 3 sips of wine with dinner. Thoroughly impressed and shocked, Christine, because I'm not a wine drinker.
I know. It was very funny. Aliru said, at one point during the dinner, he goes, the wine has been really wonderful. And I was like, what are you talking
about? My exact words were, the wine was actually tolerable.
And I was like, what are you talking about? You haven't touched your wine. He was like, no, that's not true. I've drunk. It was a really minuscule. I should have taken a picture. It was a minuscule, tiny glass.
I had wine with dinner. And when I have wine with dinner, I maybe have 3 sips. And that's all I need.
That's pretty much what he had. Sips. Not drinks, people. Sips.
You shouldn't make fun of me. I had to sit there while a pot of coffee brewed so I could bring you coffee.
You were awesome.
I think so. Captain Obvious.
So was I, Captain, yes. Obvious.
Anyway, so as it turns out, we had a wonderful time with these people. They're
we
awesome.
We did. It was great.
We met Patrick, got talking.
Yeah.
Alex
and then
talking.
Vincent.
Found out Alex is a Doctor Who fan. I convinced him to start watching Top Gear because we were talking a little bit Cars.
What did he say?
He's like, I haven't heard of that. But then when I mentioned the Stig, he's like, oh yeah, I think that rings a bell. So he's going to watch some of those.
Nice.
And we did have a lovely time talking. It was a little cold outside, but we were away from the loud, blurring music and could actually hear each other.
Yeah, exactly. That was a problem. Because when we were inside, we were trying to chat. And nobody wanted to chat. Of course, you know, it's one of those situations that nobody admits. No, Illyrio.
Yes.
Nobody admits.
Yes.
Everybody has these problems. It's not because of anybody's. Like, Patrick was like, oh, I can't talk, I can't talk.
I know.
And you're like, oh, I can't hear, I can't hear. But you know what? Yeah. It has nothing to do with any of that. Nobody can hear in a situation where it's loud in a room.
I agree.
Send us your feedback at
podcast@gmail.com.
Right. And tell us. This is true. I know this is true. Nobody can hear. We just all pretend. And some people are better at pretending.
Pretending.
Than others.
Don't speak too close to the mic. You'll peek the mic.
I'm not peeking the mic. You can listen afterwards.
All right.
I don't peek the mic.
Please, please
I
don't
am
hit
an
me. You're drunk.
I am an interpreter. I know how to speak into a mic.
I know how to speak into a mic.
So.
I'm going to have to like run equalizer stuff now every time
good.
You bring it close. So people aren't annoyed and send us negative feedback.
You think they will?
I don't think so.
They're going to say, I hate you.
Of the 50 people that download this podcast,
I know, but
I don't think one of them.
No. Stop. I love every one of the 50 people who download this podcast. It's awesome, and I'm one of those 50 people.
Say 50 again.
50.
You said it funnier the second time. Awesome. That worked out better than I planned.
So the deal is.
The dealio.
The dealio is that.
Oh, yeah, and Vincent lives like 10 blocks away from
us. I know, it's true. He goes, it was so funny because he goes, so, well. Yeah, because I said, first of all, my first question to the gang, the people we didn't know, my first question was, so what do you do in life? And Vincent kind of looks at me and he was like, well, I'm a teacher, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. He was like, well, you asked what we did in life. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't necessarily mean your profession. What do you do in life? Like, there are all sorts of things that you can do in life. The question is really broad.
Like podcasting.
Podcasting, jumping in
a
lake.
Okay, hold on. I just want to let everybody know, yes, this is officially Podcast Nights.
What does that mean?
We're bringing everybody back.
What?
That's just for a couple people.
Okay, fine. Not me?
Well,
shouldn't I be included in that jog? In that joke?
You don't listen to Ramjack, so you can't be in on the joke. Sorry.
Did you hear that sigh, or should I spell it out? S-I-G-H.
Only the cool people that know what a safety sloth is.
Safety sloth?
Exactly. You're out of the loop. You're
Why
old.
Why am I out of the loop? I'm
because
not old.
You're old.
Am I
well,
old?
You should listen to Ramjack then. It's hosted by this lovely couple, Ram and Jack.
Who's Ram?
Huh? That's Alex.
Oh. And Jack?
That's Brad.
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at you, Brad.
No, you're not laughing at Brad.
Do they listen to us?
Brad, I'm pretty sure Brad listens to podcasts.
Oh, so
of course he does.
So Brad will listen to that laugh?
He is.
Sorry, Brad.
Brad is all up to date with the podcast facts.
Oh, all right. Okay, okay.
Changing lanes.
By the way,
we're in a tunnel, so if we lose you guys, we'll release another episode. Why are you making siren noises?
I don't know, just because.
Nothing I did was remotely illegal.
But it was fun.
I'm sure it was. But it wasn't relevant to what we were trying to communicate to our audience.
It doesn't matter. It's just fun.
I'm glad you're having fun.
And you?
You're having
the most boring time ever. I can see it on your face.
Why bother asking me a question if you're going to answer it for me? I don't understand this. It boggles my mind. This tunnel is very bright.
This is the drunk part of the portion. The shiny tunnel portion. All right, there we go.
We had a wonderful evening meeting new people.
We did.
Some trophies were handed out.
I know, it was very funny.
This one guy got three of the trophies.
Of the seven.
There were like seven trophies, and he got three of them. Who did he blow to get three of those trophies? That's what I want to know.
No, he was just on the water all the time.
He was the only one. He was the only guy on the water all the time.
It was hilarious.
So they had to give it to him.
He took it very seriously.
He did. No. He was all...
No, but the races, I mean...
Oh, yeah, the races, yes. The trophy stuff.
Yeah. Look, they changed that ad.
Yeah.
This afternoon, it was a gorilla with mask on. Now it's a pint of milk.
Tiger.
There's a tiger.
The tiger looks like it's wearing a Bane mask.
Oh, I know. It really does,
no,
right?
No, it's not a Bane mask.
No, it is.
It's a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's with that?
The Grand Bizou, which is about an hour away from Montreal.
I want to take the kids tomorrow, but it's supposed to rain. Yeah.
They're having Halloween exhibits.
I want to take the kids anyway.
Really cool or really cruel.
No, cool.
But it's cruel to dress up animals like sexy nurses and sexy police officers. Those are the only two kinds of Halloween costumes I know.
Uh-oh, it's not recording anymore.
What are you talking about?
Of course it is.
Are you sure? Yes, it is.
Okay. Sorry.
Is the circle red?
It's because I didn't see a red circle. It's because you were getting a text message at the same time.
Okay. Oh, yes.
An email at the same time.
Yes. Everyone is turning off the podcast because we're boring them with details of the recording. Or maybe they're tuning in still because they love hearing you be drunk.
Oh, God.
I am not drunk. I am driving.
Yeah, I know. Illyria's drink.
Non-drunk driving. Illyria's drink. Yes, you... In fact, yes, Illyria's drink is something Christine finished. She finished my glass of wine.
It's true. I knew he wasn't going to finish it.
We'll never know.
He only had three sips.
Well, now we'll never
know.
And
that was it. No. When Illyria says something like, that wine was very... What did you say?
Tolerable. Because I usually don't like wine.
When Illyria says...
I thought it was good. That's what I was trying to get across.
Tolerable at dinner. Anyway. It's because he's had enough wine.
I think it might be time to wrap it up. So now your laughter is making noises only dogs can hear. All right, everyone. Here's the summary. We had a wonderful time. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And apologies
for Illyrio's abruptness.
No, listen, if you have more to add, please feel free to add
it.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Feel free, people.
Do you have more to add? It's a serious question.
I'm just having fun recording and laughing.
I'm the one that has to publish this, and if there's a lot of dead air or just you laughing,
well,
I'm not adding anything.
I know. Well, you can cancel it if you want.
I'm not going to cancel this. This is gold. This is podcasting gold.
No, podcasting gold was when we were talking about stuff that we could research on the internet the other day, and we didn't have the microphone.
I know.
Recording and that
of course,
was podcast.
We've forgotten what we said.
No, I know exactly what we're talking about.
Really?
Oh yeah. Shall I rehash?
Of course.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't remember.
So Illyria told
me. Sensitive material?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. It was about you.
This is the funniest thing. Okay, so every once in a while. And I notice it more when I'm driving. Part of my foot feels like it's warmer than the rest of my body, as if, like, someone's applying heat to it. And I mentioned this to Christine, and you said...
And I said...
Which you usually say when I tell you something about me.
I usually say, hey, children, what's going on with you?
And then you decided, since you had
some time... We're all in the car. I have like, you know, 15 minutes before me, right? And I've got my phone. So I say to Illyrio, hey, let me do an internet search. It was just for shits and giggles, really. It was really just for shits and giggles. So I said to Larry, you know what I'm going to do? So I got to do a Google search. So I type in heat in my left foot. Sure enough, stuff popped up.
Hey,
I was like,
I have these sensations of heat on my foot sometimes. What could it be? And I guess the consensus is something happening with a nerve.
It's either neurological, because you have some sort of pressure on the nerve.
And I thought maybe I'm tying my shoes too tight.
That's right. That's what Illyria's thought
and
was.
Also because I really do notice it when I'm driving, and that's when my foot's, you know, kind of in an awkward position over
the gas pedal. That's right. So you have to readjust your buttocks. You know how you have to kind of readjust your buttocks a little bit so that you're not sitting on that nerve. Some guy was like, just putting it out there, but could be diabetes. I was like, yeah, whatever, guy.
It's not diabetes.
But if you type into Google, heat in left foot.
My right foot, but it would work with either.
It would work with both.
Yes.
Because various people have felt the exact same thing. So I'm reading all of these descriptions of heat in right foot. And I'm just like, yeah, that's it.
What I thought was really interesting is how amazed you were that I wasn't just bullshitting this.
No. It's not that you were just bullshitting it. It was on the freaking internet.
You thought, well, everything's on the freaking internet.
No.
Yes, apparently.
No.
Yes,
not absolutely. Everything is on the internet. No. Because I went looking for a term the other day, today, and I could not find that damn term anywhere.
People can make up words.
What?
It's probably just a word someone made up.
No, it was not a made-up word.
So you're telling me there's a real word out there that's not on the internet?
S-I-G-H. Anyway. Exclamation mark. I was just...
I think you mean
and then...
ellipsis,
what?
But I think you mean ellipsis, but whatever.
Ellipsis? No.
Yeah, that's what you and then after I, a sigh. You don't go... You go...
I do.
Oh, really? That's how you
sound? Anyway,
this is devolving.
No. I was laughing. At one point, I was... So we do the search. Illyria says, yeah, I have this, like, heat in my foot, in my right foot. So I type in. I get all these results. And then I burst out laughing. He's like, what are you talking about? You're laughing at me. I said, no, I'm not laughing at you.
No.
I'm laughing at the fact that we have all these freaking results on Google that allow us to read all this stuff. It's just insane how many people have made reference to heat in their right foot. It's just insane. This is the world that we live in. Really, like if you take an objective point of view to all of this, it's amazing. Why are you turning right here?
Because this is going to be faster. There are way too many cars on that street.
It's funny.
This is like a dead street. There's nobody here. Nobody here.
Dead street with a red light. That's why.
Yeah, this red, it's not going to stay red forever. Ellipsis. All right.
Ooh, police officer.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
They're putting someone in the back?
No, there's just three police officers. Do you think it's 728 who's over there?
I don't think so. That person's been suspended.
You think?
Yeah, she
Constable 728?
Constable 728, who appeared in a YouTube video aggressively arresting
Look
someone.
It up! Constable 728.
Because and if you can't find... dared answer their front door with a beer bottle in their hand.
I know, seriously, right? Ugh. It was awful.
John, I know you listen. I love you. Cops are the worst!
John, we love you.
We do.
And anyway, actually, the cop in front of us... Wait, get close. It's a... Ah, shit.
What?
I can't see the... Ah, damn. I made this non... I made this explicit. I can't see the brand of the car.
Yeah,
it's a Mustang...
It's a ghost brand.
Bah,
yeah, it's a
can't
Dodge.
See. Bye,
anyway,
police officer.
We're getting close to home, so we may want to wrap up soon. So yes. Do you have any final thoughts over my freakish foot heat thing?
Well, your freakish foot thing, heat thing, we described.
Yes.
And I was, and I also mentioned that I was totally, but that was the comedy gold. Like you're saying that comedy gold. You want to describe
podcasting
comedy gold? That was podcasting gold.
All right. Well, it was untapped.
Now we've
gone back to the tap, and it was fine.
Yeah, it was okay.
We've gone back to the well a second time, but for you, it's the first time, right, listeners? That's not how you drink water from a well. You lower a bucket with one of those turny things made of wood, and the rope is always black.
Yes.
And then you pull it up.
I am listening, even though it looks like I'm not.
The jug.
Yes.
And then you come down the hill. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Until next time, tune in and
rock on.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. 'Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes. Teenage ambitions you'll remember.